Welcome to the East County Magazine Live Radio Show, the voice of East County, bringing you the hottest news and coolest events from the communities of San Diego's East County. We're your community radio, representing the public interest, not special interests. Broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso with your host, Miriam Raftery.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM, Descanso. Broadcasting on this Christmas Eve from our studio at the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. Tonight, we have a very special show lined up for you, with some very special holiday treats as well. First, we'll have a holiday weather report, which includes sunny skies and a wind warning. At the top of our show, and again at the end, we'll be checking in with the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, which each Christmas Eve tracks Santa's flight around the world. So if you have children, you may want to stay tuned. We also have an update on the North Korean cyber hacks. Hear how the tables have turned, with North Korea's internet going dark and Sony deciding to release its film, The Interview, to select theaters on Christmas Day after all. We'll have the outcome of the Poinsettia Bowl in sports, some ideas for giving the gift of life to those you love, sound clips from a party for homeless children in El Cajon, and some good news about foreclosure rates in our region. Our very own writer, David Dickens, will tell you about his famous ancestor, Charles Dickens, and what Dickens' story, A Christmas Carol, means to him. We'll also tell you about a baby born on Christmas Eve long, long ago, not in Bethlehem, but right here in East County during the Spanish expedition led by De Anza. And on the second half of our show, we have a special performance by the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra of Antonio Vivaldi's Complete Gloria, along with some fascinating facts about the origin of this now famous work and why it was forgotten for over 200 years and then rediscovered. We hope you'll enjoy our special edition of the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM Descanso, and to all of you, a very Merry Christmas. This is Miriam Raftery with your holiday weather report. It's going to be a sunny, warm, and windy Christmas Day, the National Weather Service predicts. A wind watch has been issued for strong westerly winds developing on Christmas Eve and forecast to continue through Christmas Day, when gusts of up to 75 miles an hour are possible. Now, to give you an idea how strong that is, sustained winds of 75 miles an hour or more would be considered hurricane force, so it's a good idea to take down those patio umbrellas and secure any outdoor items that you don't want to have blow away. Strongest winds are expected on desert slopes and in the mountain passes, so be sure to watch for blowing sand and downed tree limbs if you're traveling this holiday weekend. Now, for those of you children who are listening, those strong winds means that Santa is off to a brisk start on his journey around the world, and now we interrupt this program for a special breaking news bulletin from the North American Aerospace Defense Command, which is tracking Santa Claus on his journey around the world.
This is Major Carl Front of the North American Aerospace Defense Command with this hour's Santa Claus flight report. In the last hour, our SantaCam captured Santa flying over Brazil, and he is now over Greenland and moving fast. NORAD Canadian CF-18 fighters are on alert status to meet Santa and escort him into the North American aerospace very soon. When the jets intercept Santa, they always tip their wings to say, "Hello, Santa. NORAD is tracking you again this year." And Santa always waves back. For instant access to the latest radar and SantaCam information on Santa's worldwide flight, visit www.noradsanta.org. Happy holidays.
Next up, Leon Thompson has an update from Washington, D.C., where everyone is asking the question today, who hacked North Korea's internet access?
The nation's website and online access went dark on Monday, and service remains spotty. The outage occurred just days after U.S. President Barack Obama vowed a response to North Korea's alleged hack of Sony Pictures Entertainment. The hackers threatened violence against movie theaters showing The Interview, a comedy about journalists recruited to assassinate North Korea's dictator. The FBI has said North Korea was responsible, though North Korea has denied it. North Korea's official state media has also threatened retaliation against the U.S. Did the U.S. shut down North Korea's internet connections for over 9 hours, or was the blackout caused by other hackers? A United States State Department official reportedly offered a vague response, stating, "As we implement our responses, some will be seen, some will not," the Washington Post reported. At least a half a dozen of the denial-of-service attacks originated from the United States, according to Arbor Networks, but it is unknown whether or not these were decoys to mislead investigators. A Twitter account linked to Anonymous, however, has claimed credit for a counterattack against North Korea by a collective of hackers. Operation RIP North Korea Engaged, the tweet stated. Anonymous has previously taken credit for other high-profile hacks. So for now, the identity of the hackers who took down North Korea's website remains an intriguing mystery. Sony had canceled its Christmas Day debut of the film after major theater chains refused to show it. But on Tuesday, Sony announced that the show will go on after all, with independent theaters agreeing to run a Christmas Day debut. Reporting for East County Magazine, on KNSJ, this is Leon Thompson.
This is Miriam Raftery with the sports report. The Navy's midshipman team torpedoed the San Diego State Aztecs' hopes of winning the Poinsettia Bowl at Qualcomm Stadium Tuesday night. The Navy won the close match 17-16. A 24-yard field goal with less than a minute and a half to go in the game clinched the victory for the Navy. The Aztecs finished their season with a 7-6 record, while the Navy won its second consecutive bowl victory.
During the holiday season, it can often be difficult to find a good gift for someone special in your life. Our own Chiefs Corner columnist, Fire Chief Sam DiGiovanna, has some suggestions he says we should give the gift of life, specifically life-saving items that can be given as gifts. Here are some ideas. Smoke detectors and batteries are a great gift. Every house can use an extra smoke detector. A quality all-purpose fire extinguisher is something that very few homes have. A great gift. A flashlight and batteries or light sticks are always a good addition to a home emergency kit. A first aid kit is a great gift as well. Or perhaps an automobile safety kit with some jumper cables, flares, fix-a-flats, and reflectors. A carbon monoxide detector can save lives. That would be a great gift for your loved ones. A second floor escape ladder is always a useful item. An emergency preparedness kit is a good gift. You can throw energy bars, water, batteries, radio, flashlights, light sticks, and a first aid kit. Pack it in a small travel bag. There you go. A talking smoke detector would be a cool gift. And how about a bicycle helmet? Few people realize that when you fall once on a helmet, you need to replace them. These are all gifts that should be welcomed by recipients and could just save their lives. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Ed Barrena.
At the East County Transitional Living Center on Saturday, a very special holiday party was held for families with homeless children. Firefighters were on hand to pass out gifts and give the children an up-close look at a fire truck with the sirens blaring. Catherine Martin from the Grossmont Union High School District was on hand to help the firefighters pass out gifts. And best of all, the children were treated to a visit from Santa Claus. And if Santa's voice sounds a little bit familiar to some of you, Santa had a very special helper this year, namely El Cajon's very own mayor, Bill Wells.
I get lots of letters. I read them all. But one of the letters I got said some of the kids in El Cajon were the best kids around.
You're on the news.
Because you guys are such great kids, Santa wanted to come down and give you some special presents a little bit early on Christmas Day. So I want you to be good to your moms and dads. I want you to love each other because that's what Christmas is really about. It's about love. It's about presents. It's about God's love for you. And my love for you and your parents' love for you. So I'll stop talking and we'll start doing the important thing, which is giving out presents.
Yeah!
Here's some good news for homeowners. Fewer San Diego County residents are losing their homes to foreclosure. From November of last year to November of this year, the number of foreclosures countywide fell 23%, according to DataQuick, which tracks real estate market data. The improvement is due largely to property values rising, enabling most homeowners who can't make their mortgage payments to sell their homes rather than face foreclosure. Before, many homeowners found themselves underwater with a home value lower than their mortgage. The median home price in San Diego County is now $430,000. $50,000. In November, only 334 default notices were filed by lenders. That's a big drop from June 2008, the worst of the foreclosure crisis, when over 2,000 foreclosures occurred. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Leon Thompson.
Hello, my name is David Dickens, David Charles Dickens to be exact. I want to talk to you today, audience, about the links between me and Charles Dickens and the writers that have become in our family. According to my late grandfather, Charles Elmer Dickens, who died in the summer of 1992, prior to departing, I was told I am related to Charles Dickens, one of our greatest authors of all time, and I am four generations down, so a great, 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 great grandfather, right down the family tree. I'm a current freelancer for East County Magazine, write mostly sports features. However, if something creative comes my way, I'm always happy to take it. Also come from another family member, my father, Bill Dickens, who currently owns EastCountySports.com, has been covering sports locally in East County for over 43 years. I'm going to speak about Charles Dickens today and one of his finest novels, A Christmas Carol, that was written in December of 1843. Not only is this a great selection for the season, but also referring to Dickens' early childhood, humiliating experiences, his sympathy for the poor folks, and great fairy tales he was read as a child. The lesson that should be learned from this particular novel is how greed and the love of money can lead to destruction, selfishness. But in the end, after visits from the Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future spirits from the novel, Ebenezer Scrooge learns to appreciate life. If we as human beings have an abundance of wealth, it should be shared with the less fortunate. The love of human beings far outweighs the gift of wealth. Dickens' humiliating experiences are not specifically indicated in this novel. However, his conflicting feelings for his father as a result of these experiences are responsible for the double personality of the novel's protagonist, Ebenezer Scrooge. In 1824, Dickens' father, John, was hauled off to prison at the Marshalsea, and Charles, 12 at the time, only 12, was forced to stay at inns nearby, pawn off his great book collection, and drop out of school, and take up employment at a blacking factory. Charles had a deep sense of etiquette and intellect, and was very uncomfortable in the factory atmosphere and the co-workers who worked directly with him. His co-workers referred to him as the young gentleman. Charles' father was released after 3 months in confinement. His father made him return to the factory instead of going back into school, which obviously was a mistake, and it only angered and humiliated Charles even further. Charles basically says his happy life went on to be nothing but anguish and pain. These disturbances cause many psychological issues and haunting memories, as Charles goes on. Charles both loved and despised his father. These psychological issues assisted in creating the two different personalities of Ebenezer Scrooge, a cold, stingy, greedy individual, and on the other personality, sociable generosity and goodwill toward all men was his outlook, an angel type of man. Another inspiration was early in his childhood that he observed the lives of men, women, and children in the most poverty-stricken areas of London, and witnessed the social injustices they suffered. So basically, he went on after writing this novel, and he actually, years later, he took it to another level and actually was reading it live on stage, which definitely got a great following. And once he departed, of course, we also know quite a few people went on to create A Christmas Carol movie. I believe the most recent one that everybody has probably seen, the animated version of A Christmas Carol starring Jim Carrey, which is definitely something to see, but it's more a comedic look into the actual novel, which that's not the direction that Charles Dickens was really wanting you to understand. And what I would like you folks in the audience to get from this really is, let's enjoy ourselves as a family and have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and not be all about the gifts and what we could and could not afford this year. Just the warm hearts, getting together, and loving each other. I leave you with that, and this is David Charles Dickens signing off. And again, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year on behalf of East County Magazine.
On December 24th, back in 1775, Juan Bautista de Anza's colonizing expedition from Spain spent the night in Coyote Canyon, an area that's now part of the Anza-Borrego Desert in Borrego Springs. Writer Dick Overturf penned these words about that ordeal. It was Noche Buena, Christmas Eve, in Anza's camp. It was cold, foggy, and rainy. Earlier, it had been snowing. Everyone and everything was wet. Babies were crying. Women were weeping. Dead cattle lay on the ground. Hundreds of horses, mules, burros, and cattle were milling around Maria Gertrudis Rivas, who was in labor. Few could sleep, and the mountain Cahuilla Indians were watching. Who were these intruders? The soldiers and settlers in De Anza's expedition had been on the march north from Mexico for 87 days when they reached Coyote Canyon, seeking the promised land at Mission San Gabriel. An earthquake struck that night also, rattling the group's composure amid the bitter cold. After Friar Pedro Font recited evening prayers or vespers, Colonel Anza distributed a potent brandy drink, aguardiente, to raise his soldiers' morale. Friar Font took offense, declaring that it is not right to celebrate the birth of the infant Jesus with drunkenness, to which De Anza replied, "I do not give it to them to get drunk." He insisted that the king had ordered the brandy for the soldiers, but warned that if any soldier was found drunk outside his tent, he would be punished. Friar Font later reported that the people that night were so noisy, singing and dancing from the effects of the liquor, not caring that we were in so bad a mountain in the rain, and so delayed with the saddle animals and tired cattle, but such is the rule of those absolute lords. This was not the first time Friar Font had scolded the expedition's commander. Just 1 week earlier, a fandango, or jubilant dance and feast, was held. The fandango at San Felipe, said Font, was somewhat discordant, and a very bold widow who came with the expedition sang some verses which were not at all nice, applauded and cheered by all the crowd. Now, at the Christmas Eve encampment in Coyote Canyon, after the celebration died down, the friar comforted a soldier's wife who had been in labor since the day before. She was fearful of dying, and I consoled her as best I could, he wrote. Shortly before midnight on Christmas Eve, the soldier's wife gave birth to a baby boy who was christened Salvador Ignacio Linares. He was the third child born on the expedition and the first white child born in California. A monument honoring the baby's birth on the eve of the nativity still stands today, about 2.25 miles from Anza Ridge, near the San Diego County line. The day after the child's birth, the weary band of travelers rested before continuing on their way. Father Font delivered a sermon and then wished them all Feliz Navidad or Merry Christmas.
You are listening to KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, broadcasting from the desert to the sea.
Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week. This week's Destination East County has events ranging from wildlife hikes to New Year's Eve light up the night celebration.
Plus, we'll have a preview of coming attractions, including a hike to the top of Mount Helix and concerts in Mission Trails Regional Park.
So stay tuned for all of these events and much, much more from East County Magazine.
The San Diego Jazz Trio will be performing at the San Pascual Winery Tasting Room at 8364 La Mesa Boulevard in La Mesa On Saturday, December 27th, from 7 till 10 p.m., the trio's repertoire covers original songs as well as Latin tunes and familiar favorites in a bright and breezy style. There's no cover charge, though you can purchase wine by the glass, cheese, crackers, and desserts.
The Hukuma Hikers and Walkers will be hitting the trail on December 27th, hiking through desert terrain to the Indian Hill. West of Ocotillo, rock caves and Native American pictographs can be seen on Indian Hill. The hike will continue to an old railroad camp and gunpowder shack, then onward to a hilltop view with a spectacular view of Carrizo Gorge. This hike is rated hard and is approximately 10 miles round trip. Dogs are not allowed. Hikers will meet at 8 a.m. at the Imperial Valley Desert Museum in Ocotillo for carpools. After the hike, the Hukumba Hot Springs Spa has offered free day use to hikers to soak away those aches and pains. So bring a swimsuit and a towel.
If you're looking for a wild time for the kids on New Year's Eve day, bring your youngsters to meet local wildlife provided by Project Wildlife and learn about our animal neighbors in the Santee Library on December 31st at 1 p.m. It's all part of the library's Winter Boredom Break program. The Santee Library is located at 9225 Carlton Hills Boulevard in Santee.
Viejas plans to light up the night at a free outdoor concert with Rising Star. Food and drink specials will be available. Viejas is also teaming up with Uber to offer free and discounted rides home for New Year's revelers. For details, visit viejas.com.
Now for a preview of coming attractions. The Grossmont Mount Helix Improvement Association will host a walk to the top of Mount Helix on Saturday, January 3rd. Meet at 10 a.m. at the fire station on Viviera and Mount Helix for the walk. Stroll up Mount Helix Drive with your friends and neighbors. There will be refreshments waiting for your enjoyment at the top. Children and well-behaved dogs are welcome.
The largest outdoor ice skating rink in Southern California is located at the Viejas Outlet Center in Alpine, and during the holidays, it's open from noon to 10 p.m. from December 20th through January 4th. Whether you're an experienced skater looking for space for spins, twirls, and jumps, or a novice in need of rental skates, you'll find ice available through January 4th at the Viejas Ice Rink, which is larger than the ice skating rink at Rockefeller Center.
Mission Trails Regional Park offers free concerts in the Visitor Center Theater on Sunday at 3 p.m. Upcoming performances include guitarist James Earp on January 4th and the Santee Community Chorus on January 18th.
If you love to fish, you may want to mark your calendars for the trout reopener at Santee Lakes on January 10th and 11th, when the lakes will be stocked with 2,000 pounds of rainbow trout. Prizes will be awarded for the 5 biggest fish caught. There will also be breakfast sponsored by the Lions Club and prizes including fishing poles, tackle boxes, bicycles, camping gear, and fishing passes. For details, visit SanteeLakes.com.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all of these events and more on our calendar and in our festival and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org.
Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County. See you around, East County.
The East County Magazine Show on KNSJ Radio is produced by the nonprofit Heartland Coalition. We're your community news. We reflect your interests, not special interests. You can get involved by volunteering, get trained to be a citizen journalist, and support East County Magazine at www.eastcountymagazine.org. And you can send your news tips and story ideas to editor@eastcountymagazine.org.
This is KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso in the heart of San Diego's East County.
Next up, we have a very special Christmas Eve treat for you, listeners. A complete half-hour performance by the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra of Antonio Vivaldi's Gloria in D. Vivaldi composed his Gloria in Venice around 1715.
It was originally written for the choir at a home for girls, actually the illegitimate daughters of Venetian noblemen and their mistresses. Vivaldi's most famous choral piece presents the Gloria in 12 sections in Latin, starting with a joyful opening chorus. Vivaldi, though successful in his career, squandered his wealth and after his death was buried in a pauper's grave. His Gloria was forgotten for the next 200 years until it was found among a pile of long-forgotten manuscripts by Vivaldi in the 1920s. But it wasn't until 1957 that the original and now famous version was published and had its first performance at a Baroque choral music festival in New York. We hope you'll enjoy this very special recording of Vivaldi's Gloria, performed by the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra, and dedicated into the public domain so that everyone can enjoy this marvelous music.
Thank you.
This is Miriam Raftery with East County Magazine, and on behalf of all of us here, we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. We're going to end our show now with another breaking news bulletin from the North American Aerospace Defense Command, bringing us the latest update from their Santa Cam.
This is Major Carl Front of the North American Aerospace Defense Command with this hour's Santa Claus Flight Report. Santa has entered North American airspace, with our Santa cams capturing him and his reindeer high above Washington, D.C. NORAD expects Santa to continue delivering gifts over the United States and Canada during the next hour. To continue to monitor Santa's travel progress, visit www.noradsanta.org. From all of us here at NORAD, have a safe and happy holiday season.
This concludes today's episode of East County Magazine's radio show. We extend our appreciation to the East County Wellness Center for our studio space, to the Heartland Coalition, our parent nonprofit, and to KNSJ 89.1 FM, broadcasting from the heart of East County and Descanso. We extend our appreciation to our sound technicians, Leon Thompson and Ed Barena, and to our producer, Miriam Raftery. We also thank the musicians who provided music for our show, Laura Preble, Jim Hannibal, Corey Clement, Giovanni Galicia and the Smashing Beats, Donnie Gentile, Wooden Ambulance, Dusty Summer Road, A.K. Jules, Brian Boykel, Royalty Free Music, Frank Nora, Kevin McLeod, April's Dance from the Smart Sound Solo Simplicity Collection, and Turco, Nomads of the Silk Road. We also thank the County of San Diego for a community enhancement grant to support our Destination East County segment. If you have story ideas or would like to underwrite the East County Magazine radio show, please contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org or call 619-698-7617. We'll be back soon for another edition of East County Magazine's radio show.